WSRN News, Armit Thomason. And now, there are four construction workers still missing following the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bodies of two other workers have been recovered. They were found in a submerged pickup truck in the Patapsco River. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homedy says that some of the cargo on board the ship that hit the bridge is dangerous.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
The Biden administration says it's focused on reopening the port of Baltimore and rebuilding the bridge.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says reopening the port where a dozen ships are stranded is a top priority.
This is an important port for both imports and exports, and it's America's largest vehicle handling port.
As for reconstructing the bridge, he says it will not be simple or cheap.
We don't have dollar estimates yet.
Buttigieg also avoided putting a timeline on those efforts, but pledged ongoing federal assistance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a 22-year-old suspect in custody accused of going on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois yesterday left four people dead, five others injured. President Biden joins Barack Obama and Bill Clinton at a big money fundraiser today in New York, while former President Trump attends the wake of a fallen NYPD officer. The Trump campaign says the former president was moved to receive the invitation to Officer Jonathan Diller's wake. The 31-year-old was fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down 3 points. NASDAQ futures off 8 points. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kansas have approved a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is a strong abortion advocate, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majorities they would need to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data that would help legislators make policy decisions. This is SRN News. Two of Washington, D.C.'s pro sports teams will stay put for at least another 25 years.
D.C. is home.
And with that, Capitals and Wizards owner Ted Leonsis announced on Wednesday that the teams will not be leaving Washington for neighboring Alexandria, Virginia.
It's a great day, and I'm really relieved.
The city and Monumental Sports, the parent company, the NHL and NBA teams, reached agreement on a $515 million publicly funded arena project. That project includes a major expansion of the arena complex into nearby Gallery Place and the creation of an entertainment district in the surrounding Chinatown neighborhood, along with safety and transportation upgrades. I'm Dave Ferry.
Home Depot will shell out more than $18 billion to buy SRS Distribution as a materials provider for professional contractors, roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors. More details, SRNNews.com.